Welcome to online worship at Southwood Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Pastor Jessica Kingsborough, and I'm thrilled that you have joined us today. I invite you to take a few moments to center your hearts and minds as we worship our God. Just two announcements before we continue with our worship today. And the first is that we are changing our online video library to something called Amplify Media. And like Right Now Media that we had before, the church is going to be paying for that subscription so that you can enjoy it for free. And this will all be happening on November 1st. So there's a few things that we would like you to do before November 1st. And that the first is to make sure that you watch all of the content that you wanted to on Right Now Media and finish up what you've been in the middle of. And the second is that you go onto our website and that you register for Amplify Media. Now, our second announcement is that of our Mission Sunday that occurred last week. We had over 500 people volunteer and provide service and mission in so many different areas. People did things inside, outside, in the community. People packaged things at home for people around the world. And so we want to thank you for your contributions and your just love for service. And we want to thank everyone who donated generously to help support our mission partners also. And we wanted to let you know that there's still time that you can give. All you need to do is make sure you designate your giving to Mission Sunday. We want to thank you for the ways in which we continue as Southwood to be mission-focused, that it's the heart of who we are. And now let us continue with our worship.
And all the lost and lonely,
Throughout our lives, we are taught how to share. When we're small children, we learn how to share our toys with our siblings or friends or those at daycare. We learn how to express our feelings. As we get older, we learn knowledge in school, and then we present it and share it so others can know that same thing too. We learn how to share our opinions about the things we enjoy, like sports and movies and music and books. We learn how to express our opinions about politics, about social issues of the world. And now with social media, it's so easy for us to share our beliefs. With just a click of the button or the push of your finger on your phone, hundreds or thousands of people know what you want to share. But I wonder how willing we are to share our faith. It seems to be a little bit more difficult to do that. Sometimes because we don't have the words and vocabulary we quite want to use to explain it to another person. Or there's instances in which we can't really share our faith with others. But I think right now it's so important that we find a way to share our faith. And that's what today's topic is. We are at the end of our sermon series of the Walk of Hope. And today's discipline is sharing our faith. And how I want to talk to you about it today is by first acknowledging what we've all been feeling. Anxiety. Right now, we're living in a world of high anxiety with this pandemic occurring. And in a little over 2.5 weeks, there's going to be a high anxiety event. A high anxiety event politically and socially. The election. And people are very willing to share how they feel about things surrounding it in our world today. And the way I've seen it mostly shared is through this. This is a yard sign. And you've probably seen them, if you don't have one in your own yard, in your neighbor's yard, around your community. I know for me, I can't even go a couple houses or taking a walk around my neighborhood without seeing at least one in every person's yard. Yard signs, especially right now, seem to be the way that people are sharing things, sharing their beliefs. We see a lot of sold home signs, real estate agent signs. We see a lot of essential workers live here or heroes work here. Right now, we see a lot of political signs. Signs that say blank for president, for Congress, for Senate, for sheriff, for school board. We're very willing to share our political beliefs on our yard for everyone to see. And then there's the social signs. Signs that say Black Lives Matter, You Are Enough, which was the theme for Pride this last year in Lincoln. Honor our police, pray for our police. Hate has no home here. In our home, we believe blank, blank, blank. Equality, justice, peace, hashtag love. Our social signs are out there for everyone to see. And in and of themselves, all of those messages are good ones. Unfortunately, people drive by your signs that you might have in your yard, the things you share about yourself, and they think different things. They make judgments. They assume whatever you have on your sign, that means you don't believe or support the opposite. And so what we've created is a lot of hatred, judgment, families that don't talk to each other right now. Neighbors who will shut the doors because they don't want to talk to the ones next to them. Friends who have ended relationships after 20 years. People write things on social media. These statements and messages are all over, and we've created a divisive sense of self around us. But I have to ask you, if you had a blank yard sign like this one, and you had to share your faith on it, what would you write? Because I think right now, if we shared our faith, if we shared a message of our faith, we could provide healing and peace. There's a few verses in the book of Habakkuk that if you accidentally get some sticky pages in the Bible stuck together, you'll completely miss it, that speak about what it means and the importance for us to share our faith and put it out there. It says this in chapter 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for this appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it does not lie." We are in an appointed time, a time of great divisiveness, a time where it's so easy to hate each other, to have anger towards one another. And I think sharing our faith can bring a sense of hope. So I ask you, what if your sign said something like this? Love your neighbor. It's simple. It's clear. It's the second part of the greatest commandment given to us by Christ. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. What if we saw signs like these all over our community, next to the other ones or in the place of the other? What if we saw this message on social media? Would you feel different right now? Would your anxiety feel a little less? Would you find some sense of healing or peace in this moment? There's churches and communities sending this message, trying to flood out all of the other ones, to understand that we have a faith message that can provide something better. We as the church don't always need to be like the rest of the world. Sometimes we have to be countercultural. We have to say that we need to be better, that we are creating the kingdom of God, and that love is better than hate. And that's the message from the Gospel of Matthew that we hear today in chapter 28. Jesus commissions the disciples to go and send a different message. Jesus says this, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always till the end of the age." Jesus' whole ministry was about love, was about loving your neighbor, loving your enemy, hate and love those who hate you. We need to be walking and following with Jesus right now. We need to be sharing this message of love, and it's not a love that's shallow at all. It's a love that's deep and abiding. It's a love that's patient, a love that's kind. It's not rude or boastful or envious. Yes, those are the words from 1 Corinthians, because that is God's love. That's agape love. That's charity love. And we need that message right now. Here at Southwood, we have this 5-part mission statement. Besides our purpose statement of growing in our love for God and others, we talk about the importance of worship, of growing, of serving, of giving, and that last one of inviting. We need to ask ourselves what we are inviting of our faith today. Is our faith inviting a sense of love? Or is it providing a sense of hate or confusion? We are people of love, and we need to share that faith today. Because we don't know what's going to happen weeks or months from now. But what I do know is the church is still going to stand. because it has for centuries before. And the church is its people, and we are people of love. We are people who need to share that, to listen, to try to understand, to see our neighbor, our enemy, as human, as God's children. So I invite you to let love in and to send love out this day and to join me on sending a message of our faith that is full of love, knowing that Jesus walks with us in hope, because faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is always love. Amen.
Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of every people and tribe, every nation and tongue. He has made us a kingdom and priest to God, to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of a blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? He is, he is, he is.
Now let us lift our prayers to God. God of love, you gave us the biggest sign of your love when you came down in the form of Christ to walk with us. Remind us of the love we are called to have for one another, how through this love we are to live out our faith. Let us share it with our neighbor, our enemy, and with all those in our midst. May we go, therefore, sharing the good news of compassion, patience, acceptance, and unity in these coming weeks and months. Christ of love, you show us how to love our neighbor and how to share your message. You call us into the messy places of our communities, country, and world. You call us to care for the broken, the overlooked, and those in need, siblings in Christ. Give us courage to stand up and with them in the name of justice and peace. Through this, we live out and share our faith. In spirit of love, you work through us in times of great joy and great sorrow. Be with those experiencing natural and human-made disasters. Support medical and emergency personnel feeling fatigued and overlooked. Breathe healing and care into those suffering from COVID or other illnesses and diseases of mind, body, and spirit. May we share our faith through care of our neighbor. Let us hold our humanness above other beliefs that so often divide and harm us. For we know that faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is always love. And now gathered together in love by the Holy Spirit, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may God go above you to bless you, below you to support you, in front of you to guide you, behind you to protect you, beside you to comfort you. May God always be within you to give you joy and peace this day. Amen.